USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration told a court on Monday it has clear authority to impose a COVID-19 vaccine rule on employers with at least 100 staff, and that a court's order on Saturday blocking the rule could cost dozens or even hundreds of lives daily. As people return to work, the federal government says they risk accelerating the spread of COVID-19 without the rule. Government lawyers filed their complaint in the U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. 2 weeks after the European Union Parliament voted 580-26 on a resolution to strengthen European Union-Taiwan relations, an official delegation of lawyers traveled to Taiwan for the first time to deliver a simple message. You are not alone. Taiwan is an industrialized democracy that has been facing growing military intimidation from the Chinese government, which views the self-governing island as a breakaway territory and must be brought under its control. USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, and they're worried they're stuck with it. One that costs too much or doesn't meet their needs, or for whatever reason, they're just not happy with it. If that is you, some great news. There really is another choice. It's called MediShare, and it's such a great option, especially if you're self-employed, changing jobs, or part of the gig economy. Here's what you get when you switch to MediShare. First, huge savings. The typical family saves $500 a month. You also get a massive doctor network, or you can just use the doctor of your choice, or MediShare's free 24/7 telehealth option. And you get to be part of something you can believe in. MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. No wonder MediShare gets double the customer satisfaction ratings compared with typical health insurance. So no, you are not stuck. You've got a great alternative. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
In the last couple of weeks, two Americans have lost their lives because of the actions of illegal immigrants allowed into the country by the Biden administration's open border policy. Now some lawmakers are fed up with the federal government ignoring the needs of our people.
Representative Chip Roy, Republican of Texas, blasted the Biden administration's incompetent immigration policies, saying blood is on his hands. The Texas congressman appeared on the Faulkner Focus Monday.
We're losing care. We got Border Patrol agents that we're bleeding out. About half of our Border Patrol agents may leave. Law enforcement that are not on the job in New York. Firefighters that are missing. Why? Because of an unnecessary virtue signaling mandate from a president who barely even knows where he is in the morning.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
After the huge success on other platforms, Instagram is implementing ways to let users support the people they follow with money. Expect a new Instagram launch soon with a new subscription platform to be included. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As Republicans stormed last Tuesday's elections in Virginia, New Jersey, and other locations across America, many folks are not happy with the direction of America under President Biden's agenda. Republican Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina on Fox News explains the formula that Glenn Youngkin used in Virginia to defeat socialist agendas.
I've been trying to say it for a long time, and he just did it. Happy warriors attract a bigger crowd. That politics is a game of addition. That talking about education is something that we as Republicans should always focus on. Having parental involvement is key. But I've talked about the importance of school choice and education equality for a long time. He has run on those issues that resonate with the average person in this country. We're going to just talk plain English to our folks. And when we do, when we champion the causes that they believe in the most, we're going to be okay.
NBC News reported Monday a new study finds that eating more animal fat is linked to a higher risk of stroke, but the risk is reduced if people get their fat from vegetable sources, even in larger amounts. Participants who ate more amounts of animal fats, excluding dairy fat, were 16% more likely to have a stroke than those who ate the least amount of animal fat. The report concluded, if everyone could make small modifications, such as reducing red meat and processed meat intake, the implication for public health would be huge. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.